This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there was not another huge attack on the Capitol building. No, they didn't need to actually cancel a House session. Actually, maybe it's a good thing that they did cancel a House session because of the kind of legislation the House has been passing. Now, none of it's been passed by the Senate yet. Some of it will probably be passed, including, of course, that big stimulus package, which was just attacked by the liberal Washington Post. Why? Because it gives away money, taxpayer money, borrowed money, to people who don't need it and don't even demand it. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll be speaking with Mark Thiessen, a former speechwriter for President Bush, nationally syndicated columnist, who has written about everything that's wrong with this approach to dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. There's also recently passed what they call the For the People Act, which is an abomination. And very few Republicans have been able to stand up effectively against it. We're going to give that a try because it's important. This is basically the kind of legislation that would lock in Democratic advantages permanently. And there is a great concern here about federally mandating, not state mandating, because states are supposed to control who votes and how people vote and what goes on. But basically a great concern with felon voting. And why there is such a profound Democratic concern? Well, most indications are that when felons do vote, they vote overwhelmingly on the Democratic side. There is also a new study which is fascinating of who the Capitol rioters actually were. And it seems to me that that is very important to confront, especially at a time when there is so much unease and fear of right-wing extremists and of domestic terrorists. We will get to that issue as well. And speaking of terror, it's terrifying to me that tax money is used to try to help instruct heroin addicts how to inject heroin into their rear ends. Now, it sounds like a parody. It's not a parody. It's Seattle. We will be speaking with my colleague Jason Rance about exactly how this particular use of your money came into being. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And if there is anybody who was applauding the passage within the last 24 hours of the so-called For the People Act, that's H.R. 1, we've spoken about it before, it would totally change the way we do elections in the United States. And it passed on a very narrow party line vote, a 220-210 vote. There were no Republicans who voted for it. And it shows you why control of the House is so very important. This is the way it's covered in National Journal, and one of the things that upsets me about it, and I think is worth talking about, is how biased this coverage is, how unfair and distorted. And National Journal, I usually at least tries to play it up the middle, but not on this issue. House Democrats, they write, passed a sweeping expansion of federal voting rights over unified Republican opposition in a 220-210 vote. Does this sound like an expansion of federal voting rights? I mean, one of the things that they do is it mandates automatic voter registration. That whenever you have anything that you sign up for, you register for, when you pay taxes, you're automatically registered to vote. Is that an expansion of voting rights? Or just changing the entire mechanism of voting? Okay, here's what it would do. They also add, by the way, and you say the For the People Act, H.R. 1, comes as state houses across the country attempt to pass new barriers to voting that would consolidate power for the Republican Party amid false claims of rampant election fraud. Okay, this is completely misleading. Part of what Republicans are trying to do is to make it election day, not election month, to make sure that IDs are used in voting. The idea that asking people to show IDs for voting is somehow depriving people of voting rights, is somehow racist, is somehow fascist, is ridiculous. If H.R. 1 became law, writes National Journal, it would constitute the most significant enhancement of federal voting protections since the 1960s. But even in a Democratic-controlled Senate, the measure is unlikely to garner the 60 votes needed to pass. Okay, just to explain something here very clearly, the reason they're going to be passing this so-called stimulus package, the rescue package, and they only need 50 votes to do it, but they would need 60 votes to pass the voting rights, has to do with what's called reconciliation. Reconciliation, if it's something that is only about spending money, that has to do with how the government spends money, then under Senate rules, you only need a majority. So 50 votes plus Kamala Harris to break the tie. The Democrats can do it just by rallying all the Democrats. But on something else, on something as big as changing the way that we vote, you still need a 60 votes in order to stop a threatened filibuster, and Republicans would definitely and should definitely filibuster against H.R. 1, which is completely a boondoggle. This is a special interest Stacey Abrams special that has nothing to do with the real world. Okay, the proposed law would, number one, impose new national requirements weakening restrictive state voter ID laws. Why should the federal government get involved with restricting voter ID laws? I do not and have not heard a plausible explanation why, when people are required to show IDs to travel, when people are required to show some form of ID to cash a check, when people are required to show forms of ID, when you pick up a prescription at the drugstore. Hey, you do. I just did that. Of course you have to show an ID. And, okay, so why is it that you should not have voter ID for voting? It also would mandate automatic voter registration. It would create nationwide redistricting guidelines. Basically, it would take it away from state legislatures and put it in charge of so-called nonpartisan election commissions. Now, look, I think that's, in theory, it's a good idea. But the problem is, will these commissions really be nonpartisan? Well, given the fact that they also want to change the Federal Election Commission here to make it more partisan, I'm not sure it would be nonpartisan at all. It would also expand early and mail-in voting and restore voting rights to former felons. Okay, dealing with all this, there are a lot of people who felt that our voting system could be improved in this last election. I think there are relatively few, a minority of Americans, who felt that the way you had to impose our vote, change our voting system in this last election, was more mail-in ballots, more absentee ballots, and more time to cast your votes, having an election month and not an election day. If you're for the so-called For the People Act and you can defend it, give me a call, 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, there was one amendment to the to the For the People Act, as it is called. That is H.R. 1. It's also S.1. This is the Democrats' main priority. And yes, right now President Biden is talking almost entirely about the rescue package, the $1.9 trillion in spending that is all of a sudden provoking some appropriate questions from liberal precincts and from Democratic spokespeople. We will get to that. But one of the incredibly stupid ideas, I mean, beyond stupid ideas that still generated a bunch of votes, was an idea to amend the For the People Act, which passed 220 to 210, to amend that act to include 16-year-olds, changing the federal voting age to 16 from 18. And Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, member of the Squad, had introduced that amendment to H.R. 1, which is one of the most foolish ideas you can possibly imagine. But here's the way that she defended that notion. This is clip 7A.
My amendment gets to the high amendment part of H.R. 1 and recognizes the contributions that young people continue to make to our democracy. By lowering the federal voting age from 18 to 16 years of age, my amendment would enfranchise young Americans to help shape and inform the policies that will set the course for our future. From police violence to immigration reform to climate change to the future of work and minimum wage, our young people are organizing, mobilizing, and calling us to action. They are at the forefront of social movements and have more than earned inclusion in our democracy.
Okay. They are included in our democracy because they are, almost all of them at age 16, part of some kind of family unit that does include people who vote. If you're 16 years old, you're required by law in most states to be in school. And most 16-year-olds do not work. They work hard at school, okay, fine. But the idea that you are not included in our democracy when you don't pay taxes, when you don't support yourself, when you don't hold a job, it's an absurdity. By the way, the vote on her amendment was 302 to 125. Most Democrats voted for it, but actually a big chunk of Democrats did not abandon all sanity. She went on to talk about why it would be such a wonderful thing to include 16-year-olds in our voting procedures. This is clip 7B.
Mr. Speaker, 16 and 17-year-olds, constituents of mine, are supporting their families. They are working not for enrichment or to build a resume, but because they have no choice. They are attending school full-time and taking care of loved ones in the midst of the COVID crisis. Young people are contributing both to the labor force and their local economies by paying taxes, and yet they are deprived of the opportunity to exercise their right to vote. Some have questioned the maturity of our youth. I don't. 16 and 17-year-olds today possess wisdom and maturity defined by today's challenges, hardships, and opportunities. They deserve and demand a government that is accountable to them, a government that values their voices and understands the depth and breadth of their lived experience. They are not a monolith, but they are nation builders, living through a global pandemic, confronting racial injustice, and rebuilding our democracy. Now is the time for us to meet the moment and enfranchise 16 and 17-year-olds.
Okay, the giving the right to vote to people who are 16, you know, when I think about myself when I was 16, it's a very different world. And yes, I was working at my first job, and yes, I was beginning to pay taxes when I was 16. But the idea that you are depriving people of the right to vote by keeping that voting age to 18. Do you think that American democracy has worked vastly better since we passed a constitutional amendment in 1970, I believe it was finally ratified, a constitutional amendment to expand the voting age to 18? It used to be 21 everywhere. And then it was lowered to 18, and part of the argument there was because we still had the draft. And it did seem that if people were going to be drafted into fighting in America's war, particularly the war in Vietnam, that people should have the right to vote if they had the obligation to put themselves in harm's way to defend the country. Okay, that's an argument that you can get behind, I think, for most people. But 16, you want to expand the draft to 16 also? Or we don't have a draft. And that also is one of those things where one of the things that the late Senator John McCain talked about a lot was bringing back some form of obligatory national service. Not necessarily the draft, but that's a completely different story. With this idea of all of these notions being thrown in to the H.R. 1, to this expansion of voting rights, if there are people out there, and there probably are, who are listening to this, who are saying, well, it's a good idea. Let's expand voting rights in this direction. And one of the reasons it's a terrible idea is because it federalizes everything. And it is very clear there would be constitutional challenges, I think, to some of this, and I don't know how they would go. You never really know with any Supreme Court. But the idea that the use of absentee voting or spending an entire month where you give people the right to vote for an entire month before the election day, and maybe even after the election day if their ballots arrive late, this is going to make more problems, not fewer problems, with our elections. The idea that trying to organize and minimize fraud, and by the way, fraud will never be fully eliminated in our campaigns. It can't be. We're human. We live in a fallen world. But I think that, frankly, a lot of the American states, most of the American states, have done a pretty darn good job of minimizing the fraud. And the results that have been analyzed again and again and again by sane people of the recent election show that, okay, it worked pretty well. But right now, we expanded pandemic voting to include more opportunities for mail-in ballots. The H.R. 1 wants to make that permanent. And that should be up to the states to decide. Why not? Well, because maybe there are states like Washington where you're spending money on heroin addiction for your homeless population. Good idea? We'll get to it.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free, up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate will stay in session to work on coronavirus relief before unemployment runs out.
The Senate is going to move forward with the bill. No matter how long it takes, the Senate is going to stay in session to finish the bill this week. The American people deserve nothing less.
Schumer saying Congress is racing against the clock to defeat the pandemic and save American lives. A group of White House Republicans is demanding a hearing on the White House's response to unaccompanied illegal immigrant children found near the U.S.-Mexico border. Representatives Ken Buck of Colorado, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Chip Roy of Texas, all sending a letter to House Subcommittee on Immigration and Citizenship Chairwoman Zoe Lefgren of California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are some issues that are going to divide people, just inevitably. But there are other issues where sane human beings, honest to goodness, ought to come together. And my friend and colleague Jason Rance, who has the show right after mine on our flagship station, AM 770 KTTH, he's also on Fox News prime time tonight talking about this issue, has exposed the use of taxpayer money in the city of Seattle to help our beloved homeless population in various bits of expertise on how to use heroin. Please explain, Jason, this is not a joke that we're talking about. It's not a parody.
No, it's not.
It's not too real.
Yeah, it's completely real. So there is a low barrier shelter. It's called the Downtown Emergency Service Center, and they exist in large part due to city and county support. And they had posted around one of their shelters a pair of flyers, multiple copies of which promote the use of heroin pipes instead of injection. They say smoking is a lower risk alternative to injection. Give it a try. And all you have to do is go up and ask for the heroin pipes. The other thing is something called booty bumping kits, which they say is a good choice if your veins are hard to hit. So what is that? It means you're using a syringe without the needle to rectally inject drugs. It's usually a mixture of water and either meth or cocaine as a means to get high. And taxpayer dollars have gone to the actual equipment that's being passed out to these homeless addicts. And, you know, to say the least, it's problematic.
Okay. You also had some estimates there about the number of homeless people in Seattle that they estimate are regular users of heroin. Do you want to share that with folks? Because it's stunning.
It is. So, I mean, keep in mind, a lot of this is a little iffy, as far, because a lot of this is mostly being done via self-reporting. And so when, during the one-night count, the last one that was done, went around and asked people why they were homeless to begin with, you had just under 50% suggesting that, at least in part, it was due to the fact that they had some kind of an addiction. It didn't necessarily say drugs versus alcohol, but of the people who say they were addicted, the people who are the chronically homeless, that number shoots into the 60% zone, which means a ton of people are being impacted by this. And when we say chronically homeless, those are the people who are the most difficult to get off of this path that they're on and back onto the right one. And so, you know, a position that I've taken is, you know, fine, you want to do this harm reduction policy that simply says, well, they're going to do it anyway, so we might as well make it safer. Yes, it's true. It's objectively safer to smoke heroin versus shoot up because of the issues concerning shooting up. But if they're already difficult to get treatment, if you're giving them an easier pathway to get high, they're never going to seek that treatment. They're never going to hit that low that they need to hit in order to get their life turned around.
Okay, what is it, if you're going to get help from the city of Seattle or from some of these programs that the city of Seattle partially sponsors, if you're going to get that kind of help in terms of your heroin habit, what do you have to do in return?
Well, in this case, when we're talking about this particular shelter, nothing. It is a low barrier shelter. I mean, for the most part, unless you have to be especially disruptive, I suppose, in the shelter, but they specialize in people who don't really want to follow rules, and that's part of the reason why they call it a low barrier shelter. These are for people who do not want to follow rules, and that's in large part why they're still homeless.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea that they just cleared out Denny Park,
yep.
Apparently. I haven't been over there, but this was a huge city undertaking to remove people who had set up tents in the oldest city park right in downtown Seattle. How's that going?
So let me clarify one point, because you're right that the city did it. This was not a huge city movement. Let's be clear. The people who were the ones responsible for cleaning up Denny Park and getting homeless people into shelter were actually private citizens, a part of a group called We Heart Downtown, or We Heart Seattle. They decided to take matters into their own hands because the city, for the most part, has been doing nothing. This is a park, to your point. It's the oldest park in Seattle. It's right in the heart of South Lake Union. Since about November, there are about 70 tents that were set up there. Over the course of the last several months, 60-plus calls to 911, 10 illegal burns and arson cases, 4 assaults, including 3 sexual assaults, and by the way, someone tried to murder a police officer by burning him alive inside of his patrol car. And the city did nothing. And so these individuals decided to step up, got them shelter, and then the city finally comes in when there's like 12 tents left, say, okay, now's the time, we're going to clean up this place, and they're trying to take credit for it. They did virtually nothing, and they do not deserve the credit.
Okay, so what happens, and by the way, that's another question. If you're homeless, presumably you don't have a lot of extra cash, right?
That's correct.
That kind of usually comes with homelessness. Where do they get money for heroin?
A large part of where they're getting the money is via crime. They're breaking into homes and garages and cars. They're stealing things, and then they're selling it on the black market and then using the cash for drugs. There's a lot of parks in this area that have basically become these like illegal bazaars where you can go there and purchase stolen bikes and stuff, and that's where the cash is going, and that's where the goods are going. It is so very clear what's going on, and there's virtually no enforcement.
What's amazing about this, we used to have this big debate, I know you were a very big part of it, Jason Rance, about heroin injection sites. A lot of what this involves is injecting heroin off-site, wherever you want to, isn't it?
I mean, yes. And so remember, as of right now in Washington State, thanks to a ruling by the Washington State Supreme Court, drug possession is legalized. There is no more enforcement. if you have personal possession or not, they are not enforcing this. There was this move to try to create these heroin injection sites, but they were having a hard time finding a location. There's also the, you know, dubious legal case that the constitutional argument that they were trying to make, and all of that has been set back because of a recent ruling out in Philadelphia. They're still interested in doing that, but at the same time, do you even need that when you've got these low-barrier shelters where you're saying, yeah, go ahead, smoke heroin and shoot up if you want in your own room?
Well, the entire city has become an injection site.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of booty bumping kits, the big advantage to putting heroin into your rear end as opposed to into your arm or elsewhere is what, supposedly?
So there's less of a risk of infection, which can happen when you're trying to intravenously inject, because some folks are such hardcore users, they have a struggle just getting into a clean vein. There's less damage to the skin and the veins in that regard. It doesn't leave any tracks, which then can become develop into an abscess or several. And so they're saying it's much safer to do it rectally. The problem is, by doing it that way, the high is actually more intense and longer lasting. Your rectum absorbs better in this regard than it would if you were injecting it directly into your bloodstream via a needle. And so the person, yes, it's safer technically, but the high is longer lasting. So my question is, like, if you're trying to get someone off of heroin or whatever it is that they're on, do you want to make it a more intense high?
Yes, and do you want to make it easier? This is the problem with so many homeless programs, is the whole idea is to make homeless life more sustainable, more possible.
Exactly.
And Jason Rance, you've made so many clear and forceful points on this. Folks can see him on Tucker Carlson. They can read him at The Federalist. That's where I originally encountered this information. And, of course, listen to his show right after we're done on the Michael Medved show right here on AM 770 KTTH. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Amazing when you think here on the Michael Medved Show, and we try to think from time to time, about the way that the homeless disaster and the complete mishandling and encouragement of campsites and homeless encampments and people living on the streets, that the encouragement of that in cities across the country, Seattle is a particularly egregious example, that it's amazing that's not more of an issue. Because when you talk about these ferocious debates in Congress, and I think a real desire that most elected officials have to try to make life better, in terms of the business community, in terms of taxpaying citizens, in terms of just normal Americans, and it's everywhere, it's not just the city of Seattle, actually doing something about the homeless situation should be a top priority. It's one of those aspects of American life that has gotten enormously worse, and there's no sign at all that the pandemic, which rages in these homeless encampments, has in any way interfered with the growth and the ubiquity of homelessness everywhere, just everywhere. And the idea that we're talking about spending huge amounts of money now on other things when this is a very, very real crisis that impacts the way Americans live, our ability to take children to the park, our ability to just live our lives. There's a great editorial today, and I mean really great, and it's so welcome, and it's so encouraging that it's in the Washington Post. Yes, that's right, the liberal, pro-Biden Washington Post, but the headline is, Democrats' targeted stimulus payments will still shower money on those who don't need it. Yeah, these are green showers. And it's not showering money on people that they've earned. It's showering other people's money on people who don't need it. And they write in their editorial, the White House and Senate Democrats have converged on a plan that would trim a House-approved plan somewhat but still enables stimulus payments to reach millions of upper middle class individuals and households. In addition to being unjustifiable as a response to the COVID crisis, showering public money on those who don't need it would further commit the governing party to a mistaken concept of progressive policy. The revised plan would provide $1,400 to individuals earning up to $75,000 per year, and at least some money to those making up to $80,000 a year. For couples, the corresponding figures are $150,000 and $160,000. Okay, economists at the nonprofit Opportunity Insights estimated that if they did the right thing that the Washington Post recommends here, and restricted payments to couples earning less than $78,000 and singles earning less than $50,000, that would have saved $200 billion of the House measure's $422 billion cost without harming economic recovery in any way. They write, "We understand that Mr. Biden and Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, Democrat, New York," I still kind of have a tough time saying Majority Leader Charles Schumer, but he is. "We understand that these two are trying to placate not only centrist senators who wanted to tighten eligibility for the payments, but also to placate the party's left wing, which, in strange agreement with former President Donald Trump, favored $2,000 direct payments with little or no means testing. Democrats arguably have their narrow majority because their candidates for two decisive Georgia Senate seats ran on the promise of $2,000 checks. Well, in our view, economic policy should be based on economic requirements, not political ones. Even in a cheap interest world, where, by the way, the stock market today had a very negative reaction indeed to talk about inflation and rising interest rates. And one of the reasons is, even in a cheap interest world, and it won't be a cheap interest world forever, government resources are not limitless and trade-offs are still real. Funds that Congress spends padding the bank accounts of people who aren't poor, or even close to poor, are funds that won't be available for other purposes. Whether it's programs to promote equity, or defense, or scientific research, or infrastructure. Real progressives accept that reality and set policy priorities accordingly. What they're talking about here is something that you hear on the left, and people are actually fairly direct about this. They're saying that, well, okay, we have to get people conditioned to spending lots and lots and lots of money to help poor people. And the best way to do that is to spread the money around and give it to that very big demographic. And it's a big demographic there. They're talking about limiting the payments to people who are earning less than $50,000 a year as individuals or $78,000 a year as couples. In between that number and people who are earning up to $150,000, that's a lot of Americans. That's a very big voting block. But does a couple earning $150,000 a year really need a $1,400 check right now? Is that going to make a difference to them? It'd help everybody, sure. But the idea that you're going to put America deeper into debt for that purpose, well, that's the determination. Chuck Schumer was on the Senate floor, and this is what he said about the bill that they are now pushing. This is cut two.
"When the senior senator from Wisconsin reads, the American people will get another chance to hear about the tax breaks for low-income workers and assistance for American families struggling with child care, two measures that help make the American Rescue Plan one of the single largest anti-poverty bills in recent history. And then, once the American people have heard all over again about the provisions that make this bill so popular, about the support that is going to lift the country out of the crisis, provide millions of vaccines in people's arms, and set it on a path to strong recovery, the Senate is going to move forward with the bill. No matter how long it takes, the Senate is going to stay in session to finish the bill this week. The American people deserve nothing less.
Okay, he was responding when he mentioned the gentleman from Wisconsin is going to read. Ron Johnson, I think, did something that I agree with. He said that they have to read this bill aloud before they pass it for $1.9 trillion, and it could take 10 hours. This is what Ron Johnson had to say about that. Clip one.
You want the entire substitute amendment read, which right. will take approximately 10 hours.
And,
or so.
And by the way, I feel bad for the clerks who are going to have to read it, but it's just important. You know, so often we rush these massive bills that are hundreds, if not thousands of pages long. You don't have time. Nobody has time to read them. And so you start considering something that you haven't even read. So at a minimum, somebody ought to read it, and this will give everybody time. Quite honestly, as the clerks are reading it, we can read it as well. Our staffs will have time to consider what the provisions are to start crafting amendments. I mean, how can you craft effective amendments on a bill that you haven't even seen or haven't been given time to read?
Okay, look, that's an entirely reasonable point. So what happens when the Senate passes this bill with no Republican support? It seems to me what Republicans should be very clear about is those aspects of the bill that they supported, which are the ones that I think people care most about getting the vaccine out there, about reopening schools. We're going to be speaking coming right up to Mark Thiessen, who is a former speechwriter to President Bush, who has just written about one governor in the state of Iowa who actually beat the teachers' unions and reopened schools. Guess what? It's a Republican governor. But okay, that's worth talking about, and it's important. And then some of the awful truth about who the rioters actually were. The shocking thing to me is you keep hearing that most of them were people with the Oath Keepers or the Three Percenters or the Boogaloo Boys or the Proud Boys. They weren't. Who were they, really? There's a University of Chicago study on it now. We'll get to that and to much, much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.